Welcome to Outside of Normal. I'm your host, Russ. This is After Midnight for April 10th, 2024.
Crashing into me like waves on the coast. Every time we talk, you move in close. I don't want you to stop. I don't want you to stop tonight. We got the last two glasses on a straw hut bar, trying to remember what number we are. String of white lights making your eyes shine tonight. We're buzzing like that no vacancy sign out front. Your skin is begging to be kissed by a little more than the sun. You take my hand in yours, you lean in.
Never thought you'd pick up the phone. It's Friday night. You should be out on the town.
What's up, boy? What's up, Scott?
Sitting at home all alone like me. Nothing on TV, nothing to do. Nothing to keep my mind off you.
How y'all doing tonight?
And the way it was, are you thinking about it now? Because I could be there in 5 1 more 1 last time.
Hey, Kartik. Hey, Robert. Midweek party.
We don't have to be alone. I know we should.
taste, that touch, the fire I miss. Those kiss me eyes, your red wine lips on mine, like it used to be. Baby, I want you and you.
Hey, Anis. Soledad Escobar Perez. Z Burrow. What's up, Scott?
It's a good name.
Yeah, it is.
JC Burrow. Like, man, I'd buy all kinds of shit from JC Burrow.
It does sound like
fucking brake pads.
It sounds like a pretty good established company.
Right. Good catalog.
Like JC Burrell and Associates. Yeah. It's a $5 name right here. If there ever was one.
Yeah, I like it.
Makers of the Amist.
Bilstein. JC Burrow Bilson.
What are you getting? Well, come here. What is that? Oh, you want strawberries too? Okay. Okay, close the door. Okay, there you go. Cheese. How many strawberries do you want?
Yeah, summer racing performance parts. Oh, yeah, I got you, JC Burrow. Yeah. That's good. Yeah. All
right. You don't get to play with the knife. You can pick your strawberries, but I'm going to cut them. Okay, here's one.
That's cheater.
Well, it's not, but 4-year-olds shouldn't be playing with a 4-inch knife.
No, that's true. It's still not fair.
I thought it was an inch a year.
It's an inch a year.
Got Rambo running around at 12, you know what I mean?
With this one, I don't doubt it. His cousins also, like, I've actually, they're 10, and I've thought about, like, hooking them up with their very own pocket knives.
Yeah.
Wait. Okay, you want? Oh, yeah. You don't want tomatoes. I already know you don't want tomatoes.
Uh-huh. But do you know really? Tomatoes are. You never know.
Okay.
Whoa.
Put some sugar.
You gotta try it.
Two, three guys. Tomatoes.
There you go. Tomatoes. Try it. I know you like those. You want me to go get blue? Okay, I'll go get blue. Yeah. I don't know. He grabbed him, so I cut him up one.
Okay.
Told him he's got to try it.
He's going to like it, though.
He might.
You never know. Damn it. Okay, let me go get Blue.
Oh, man.
right when he's going to get Blue.
What's next?
What happens?
Okay. Okay. Jeffrey, do you want to talk to Scott?
What happens after you get Blue?
Blue is the name of his tablet. That's the name of the iPad.
Jeffrey, you should ask Robert for some accent salt for your tomato.
Yeah, Blue. Blue.
Okay, he heard it, but I didn't hear what you said.
I said he should ask you for some accent salt for his tomato.
Oh.
You go old school.
Accent salt?
No.
What is that?
Yeah, accent. No. You don't know accent?
No.
That's the brand.
No.
MSG.
Yeah.
Oh. He doesn't want MSG.
Yeah, everybody needs some good
one. I already know that. He doesn't want it. We should have got some chips to go along with the ice cream.
You sure?
Yeah.
What you listening to,
Mark? What is this? What are you watching?
That's a version of a Beverly Hills Cop.
Yeah, but he's going through he's going through things on the tablet.
Yeah,
right now they're blowing up balloons.
Blame the kids.
Hi, Brett.
Hey.
Oh no! I don't want to cook!
Well, eat your tomato. I tell you, you eat your strawberries and cheese and tomato, which is weird. And I will eat your leftover chicken strips. That's my breakfast. Chicken strip and JoJo's. So we're currently watching some random person make glitter gel, foam, whatever that stuff is.
That's awesome.
Yeah, I've seen some of that stuff.
Weird.
Congratulations, man! It's a squishy!
They made a squishy out of a balloon. Yeah, that stuff's not allowed in my house. Yeah. Well, glitter and slime are not good. And a very close second is nobody else would have a problem with it. Is bubble guns. Bubble guns and carpet. Not the best ideas. I'm no fun whatsoever. No fun. It's just not fun to use the shop or not the shop back the carpet shampooer. Because you wouldn't believe how bubbly bubble gun solution is. 2 weeks later, month later. Yeah, it stays bubbly once you mix water with it. And like you'll get like one pull through and you've got so much foam that it stops everything. So you gotta like clean it out. It's just too much. I might have no fun.
So you could be having fun twice. Oh gosh, like you have fun with the bubble gun.
Yeah, but bubble solution and dog pee are not a good combination.
I would say no.
No.
Just say no.
That was all for the bubble solution until the dog de-entered it.
Tell me if your pizza's gonna fit in this fridge.
Hey, Mike, how you doing?
You're gonna have to eat it.
Dude, there's no way I could eat this whole pizza.
Eat it. Just do it.
Yeah, one slice at a time, bro.
Don't waste it.
Muscle through it. Grow a new man boob.
One slice
dude,
at a
fucking
time.
Fucking pizza huge. Yep. I go, just bring me the biggest supreme pizza you have. And this thing is like, it'd be like Fred Flintstone ordering a brontosaurus burger.
Holy crap. You need a partner to help with that one.
It's like a 24-inch pizza. The thing's fucking huge.
Wow. We'll save like 3 slices of it for tomorrow so that you can show them your skill at double shifting while you have a slice of pizza in the other hand.
Dude, I'm going to get in that truck tomorrow. I'm just going to piss this guy off and just start blaring punk music.
That's not nice.
That'd be good.
Yeah, I'm just going to help him out. I got to get excited about this. Another just freaking retarded.
So Scott did a music show where he was playing like old school punk music and like some of the old fringe stuff.
Yeah.
See if you can find it and listen to that one. Like you have it blaring through the radio.
I literally just folded this pizza box in half to fit it in there.
Wow.
Well, that's the way it's going. Yeah.
Just play Inagata DeVita. What's up, George? Bye, George.
There it fits now.
Did he bounce? So at 1 o'clock in the morning, when I decide I'm going to do my podcast thing, should I do? I'm torn between two people or three people technically, but either I've never actually listened to the Joe and Charlie tapes, or a historian by the name of Dr. Aronofsky.
I don't know anything about either one of them.
Yeah, just be adventurous. Listen to one you never listened to before.
Okay, we'll go that way. Joe and Charlie it is. I've been thinking about that the last day or so.
The absolutely worst thing that could happen is it just be the like second worst Joe on podcast.
What do we have here? That's true. The second worst?
Yeah.
You made Scott cough.
Which one's the worst?
You have to ask.
Oh, wait. No, I know which one it is. Does it involve the number 7?
Does it?
Because that one is. I'm gonna eat all your gummy fruit snacks, man. Mario's turn. And probably your cheese if you don't eat that.
Mario's turn.
I got 2 weeks of Savoy chocolate Hershey's fudge filling cookies.
Those are good.
You were worried about a 22-inch pizza.
They have Cheerio flavored Oreos now.
I saw those on the shelf. They were a little.
I know. I thought about getting a box, but I have a feeling Jeffrey would eat them all. Yeah. And I'd rather he eat stuff like cheese and strawberries.
Jeffrey, where's our Oreos? You're getting into them.
He tried. He really tried. He got past the wife and got a hold of a box or got a hold of a package.
I'm thinking Jeffrey needs a gift basket if I make it to Washington.
Huh? Oh my God. Hey, Jeffrey, you're never going to see me again. I brought a package of Oreos. Let's sit on the couch and eat them all.
Yeah.
Oh, you want me to get blue for you? Okay. Are we going to go lay back down?
This one is the one that goes under your bed. Go hide it.
What is with hotel coffee pots? And you're filling the water, and the stupid pot just like pours water all over the place. Wow. It doesn't like come out right. Freaking retarded.
Don't even try with those things.
You need a different hotel room.
I don't. I just dumped it all over the place.
They don't have coffee in the lobby in the morning?
Not till 7. And I'm on my way out the door.
It's a little late.
Yeah, it is.
For hotel breakfast.
Hey, Kartik.
Yeah.
For a weekday. For a week. Like, right. Can you make me breakfast? It's like noon.
Right.
But like during the weekday, it's like, it's 5:30 in the morning. How come the eggs aren't out?
Right.
Well, I guess I'll eat the tomato. I'm staying.
Yeah, I don't like those. Not a fan. Not my thing, really. I just lose everybody.
Hey,
what'd
Jeffrey,
you do?
You know,
hey, Jeffrey, have you ever had a fried green mint Oreo?
A fried green mint Oreo?
I thought you were going to say tomato.
You would probably like that. I got him put in a. I got him laying down now. He's not listening.
By the way, Scott, those rims turned out really good.
There he is. No, he disappeared.
I moved like almost 2,000 pounds of material in like 45 minutes.
Damn.
You're so manly.
When I got home.
Right.
I was like counting. I was like, okay, that's got to be like 68,000 pounds that I'm moving off of this pallet. Okay, now I got to put it on the truck. So I put it on the truck. And then I got to restack all of it.
Did you have the help you?
Well, yeah, because you had to take the old ones off. So did the rims come with tires on them?
No. No, I was actually stacking the new tires and rims on the back of the truck.
Oh, okay. So you could drive it down to the shop.
Yeah, which I still haven't confirmed yet. Wow. Wait,
so are you just going to have them? You're going to have them like put the tires on, then you're going to drive the truck back home and put them on the truck, or are you going to have them actually jack up the truck and install the tires?
I can't do that. I can't jack that truck up and put the tires on. I don't have the
equipment. Okay. Yeah, because I know they can't take the wheels off the rims. So.
Well, he probably will. I have a feeling I know what they're gonna do. They're gonna cut the fucking valve stems off of the old ones.
So, oh yeah, why wouldn't you?
So that makes them safe. It's dealing with changing one. That's the big issue with those old ones. That's really all it is. It's just the process of changing.
I don't think Marin's looking at the overall picture.
Probably not.
That was on Robert's end. I was like, where the hell is the female voice coming from?
But yeah, I don't have an impact wrench or anything like that. I have a tire iron for it, and the tire iron for that truck is no, it's like 3 feet tall.
It's like a sledgehammer, yeah.
It's an X one, and it's like 3 by 3 feet.
Jesus.
Yeah, it's just like like yeah, it's literally a boat anchor. Yeah, like,
it takes more men than me to fucking turn that shit. Yeah, that's crazy.
I blew out a tire on a trailer yesterday. That was fun.
Yeah,
that's had to suck.
I looked over at the guy that was riding with me. I said, "Why you got to break our shit, dude?"
Yeah, that had to suck.
I'm going to go into a shop tomorrow morning and bring him pictures and discuss and have them bid the job.
You're going to try and get it done this weekend?
Yeah.
Scott, you going to try and get it done this weekend?
I don't know if I can. I don't know how much I'm gonna be able to get done with it. So, like I said, I'm gonna take it into a shop. I'm gonna show them pictures of it. I'm gonna have them bid out the job.
Yeah.
And then ask them when's the soonest I can take it in.
Yeah. It'd be pretty cool to get that thing rolling on new rims and tires this weekend.
Been told that going to be like, expect to pay like somewhere between $300 and $500 to have somebody put those on.
I was thinking 5 to 6, so yeah, you're right about that.
It is, sucks.
Yeah. But in the overall scheme of things, man, you still got an international harvester, so yeah.
Well, yeah, and that part of it will last, like, you know, it could last up to like a decade. I can't remember who it was I was talking about that truck with, and they were like, you realize you will probably never switch those tires out.
Right.
Yeah.
You'll never have like to change those, them again.
And like, they're like, wait, what kind of tires did you get? And I was like, well, I told him the size. And then he's like, well, what are they? And they're like, they're H tires. And he's like, okay, so you bought like high speed highway tires for a truck that you're probably never going to be driving more than like 20 miles in a day and never even braking 40 miles an hour on. He's like, those tires are going to last for eons. So,
hell yeah. But if you ever do decide to take it on a road trip, you know the tires are quality.
Right.
Right. Yeah, those types of tires are meant for like medium duty highway trucks. Right. And so they're like literally meant to be like you know, like driving like 80 miles an hour for like 8 hours a day, every day. That's what those tires are for. So, yeah, they're going to be, they're a little bit of overkill, but you know, it's not like I paid for that overkill. I actually paid less by picking those tires, a lot less. Because what was I first looking at when I was looking at tires? I was looking at some ridiculous amount of money.
Yeah, they're like $400 a piece, your first go at it.
Right. And then in the end, I ended up getting them down to, those tires I have are $215 a piece.
Yeah.
That's not bad at all. No, not for a tire that's waist high, right? Like.
I mean, they're 22.5s. They're a big tire.
Well, I mean, my Cadillac tires cost more.
Yeah.
And my Cadillac tires are just under three. They're like 265, 285, right in there. And you could fit one of my Cadillac tires inside of that tire. Yeah. Yeah, so.
Yeah, that's crazy. What's up, Nottage Crew? We used to take big tractor tires and roll down hills in them.
Yeah, they're not quite that big.
Take them off the combines and stuff. And, yeah. Those tires are huge.
All right, guys, I'm heading for bed.
I feel you, dude. I'm about to head by myself, I think, here in a few minutes.
All right, have a good night.
Yeah, you guys have a great night. Everyone in the chat, have a good night. I'm going to crash. All right, man. I've seen enough for one day. All right, good night, all.
Yeah, we'll see you later, Brett. Have a good night, man.
You too, Russ. All right, late.
How does one lose a bottle of Pellegrino?
Like what? Like,
is that a wine?
Like between the seats of your Land Rover? Like what? What's going on?
Is that like a wine or sparkling
water? Did you take a sharp turn in the yacht? Like.
Those things, Pellegrino.
Right.
You said it's sparkling water.
No, I set it up on top of the fridge. It was above my line of sight. Didn't even notice it until I was in the living room looking at the kitchen. Ooh.
We're going to need to go. But I just ordered a round of Pellegrino.
Take it with you. Drink and drive. Doesn't come in the glass. Oh, man. You're killing me.
And it's S. Pellegrino. It's fancy. Yeah. Which is funny because I tried looking up Paris, whatever that other one is, the last part of the that name, Paris something or other, and I couldn't find anything other than Perry. It was some weird ass little company.
What, like, you're not talking about Perrier, are you?
No, the pictures you sent me, because I tried looking up some of them this morning.
Oh, you're okay. You're
couldn't
talking
spell
about
them
that.
Properly. Yeah, I couldn't spell them properly. I couldn't say them in French or whatever language it is.
Yeah, Brett called me a gosh, I can't remember when it was. He called, I don't know if it was this morning or whatever it was, and he was asking me about one of those watches. He's like, I didn't know that watch was that cool. And I'm like, dude, I sent that to you like a year ago. Like, and you're like, yeah, it's gay.
Yeah, there's one of them that's not typically my style. But I got to say, that one that's kind of like that rose color is pretty neat.
The like salmon one. That's the one that he's spying on all of a sudden. So he was asking me some, like, he's like, so what's up with that movement again? Like what's up with it? Like, who makes that? And like I looked up, I was like, who makes a jumping hour movement? And it was all, oh, dude, it was, the brands were just ridiculous.
Right.
Like, yeah, there's like nothing under like, probably like $7,000 or $8,000 for a watch that's like 125. Yeah, it's a neat one. It's definitely unique. Like,
right.
They're not necessarily the what I go for, but you know, they're really cool. Like, I guess every once in a while I get into that. I get into the whole idea of like how everything's made.
Mm-hmm.
And those are definitely that category. Did you look up a generic video on a tourbillon?
I have not.
Yeah, do that. Like, look, I have not. Like, what? Maybe also.
I had a pen and a piece of paper and was like trying to write stuff down because I it's not like I could see the chat, right? So, so I'm literally just kind of writing it down as best I can and then going back and looking. Just to even see what it was being talked about.
Probably screwing up the pronunciations.
Yeah, or you know, I am.
He's writing them down as short.
My phone didn't update last night. Now, my text is no longer dark. It's now white. I have to figure out how to change all sorts of stuff on my phone back to the way I like it. That's irritating. Not that that has anything to do with the conversation. It's been a day, man.
Yeah,
it's been a long ass day.
Yeah, it's been a long day, dude.
So check this out. My wife, like, I'm going to bed. Like, I stayed up so that she could sleep in a little bit. And so it was like 10:30, 11 o'clock before I got to bed. And she comes running in, hands me her phone, and she's got... like our local Ford companies on the line asking her about a recall, and they're saying they can get me in tomorrow, and I'm like, fine. You know what, like, I really don't like you people, but fine, I'll bring the car in tomorrow and we'll get the recall taken care of. And then she takes off to run up to the local store. And I literally, like, I doze off and all the alarms go off to pick up Jeffrey like half an hour later. So I've gotten like no sleep. And then I'm like, fine. It takes me 15 minutes to get back to bed. 15 minutes after that, she calls me and says that her car's acting up. Uh-huh. And what had happened is they've got these like molded plastic tubes that run around everything, and one of them broke at the connector. And so she's been running around all day like dripping antifreeze. Like, it's the overflow return tube that goes from the motor to the reservoir tank, and that thing snapped. And so parts places don't carry that stuff. It is Ford exclusive. So it has to go into the shop in order to get that replaced. I took some hose clamps and some hose that, sort of fit and kind of jimmied it all together, enough to drive, 15 miles on the freeway to get to the Ford shop. But I was just thinking about it, like, what are the odds that I have been putting off this recall because I really don't like this Ford dealership?
Is that the recalled part?
No, but because I happened to do it, I already have an appointment for the car. So the car's there and they can do it all and, you know, they're going to get it all done tomorrow. But like, what are the odds that this part's going to break? Like, cause you call them up and like, hey, I've got this issue. And they're like, okay, well, we can get you in 2 weeks. Right. As many exclusive parts as there are, like, I can't even get the part and replace fluke. It myself.
That's a happy fluke.
Yeah. Right. That is a very happy fluke.
Yeah, hell yeah, dude. That's good. That's good. I mean, it sucks that it broke, but it's good that you're in. Yeah, that's good.
Right. Oh, yeah. I'm happy with it.
Dude, I think I'm about to crash, man.
And then, okay.
I'm about to fall asleep now. That sucks.
Well, I hope you have a good night. It's early.
Yeah, it is early for me, man. But, I'm tired, dude. I don't know why the hell I'm so tired. I am.
Yeah.
I was going to try to stay up and try to.
I know why I am.
I'm sure my son will come get me when he finds a snake. You know what I mean?
Finds a snake?
Yeah, he had one.
Like for the bathroom or out in the yard?
No, he had one like in his room. A snake. Like a black snake.
Oh.
And he lost it.
Like a pet?
No. Like it came in the house somehow.
Is it a?
It's like a black snake.
Is it a poisonous one?
No, it's just like a rat snake. Yeah, it's just a regular little black snake. He said. Yeah, hopefully it ain't a copperhead or something. But
well, have him set up a string trap or something. Something that when it goes through it, it pulls it. But like, set up some sort of like weird food for it.
Yeah, they're just sitting in there with a shovel. And waiting. So.
Okay.
They'll let me know. The one dude that Stacy that stays here, he's not like snakes don't bother him at all. So he's gonna catch it, whatever.
Bet your son has built a fort.
Yeah. Just,
and he's in the tower.
Yeah, they're just chilling on the bed and watching. Hope he don't crawl on the bed with
him. Nice.
Yeah. Anyways, I'm headed to bed, man. You have a great night.
All right, you too. All
right, later.
I'll check your messages, Scott.
Yeah. Okay.
All right, later, my friends.
All right, later.
All right, bye-bye.